Good morning, and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Thursday, January 30th. On today's show, Zhang Nanhai sends condolences amid suspected high-level changes, and the U.S.-China dispute over the origin of the new crown resurfaces. Plus, concerns rise over drug quality in China with reports of ineffective anesthetics and laxatives. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a significant development emerging from the Chinese Communist Party's media reports on the eve of the Chinese Lunar New Year. Observers have noted a change in the language used in this year's report about central leaders visiting veteran comrades. Joining us to discuss this is our correspondent. What exactly is different about this year's report?
This year, the report from Xinhua News Agency, which is the CCP's official mouthpiece, included a sentence that has caught the attention of many observers. It stated that the veteran comrades highly praised the work of the Central Committee over the past year. This is a departure from the language used in previous years, where the praise was specifically directed towards the Central Committee with Xi Jinping at its core.
Why is this change in language significant, and what could it imply about the current political climate within the CCP?
The change in language is significant because it suggests a shift in the internal dynamics of the CCP. For the past 7 years, the reports have consistently emphasized Xi Jinping's central role. This year's broader praise of the Central Committee could indicate a redistribution of influence or a response to the rumors about Xi Jinping's health and the alleged weakening of his military and party powers. It might also reflect the influence of the veteran comrades, who are believed to be playing a role behind the scenes.
There have been rumors about Xi Jinping's health and his grip on power. How do these reports fit into the broader narrative of his leadership and the role of veteran comrades?
The rumors about Xi Jinping's health and the potential weakening of his power have been circulating since the CCP's third plenary session last July. The veteran comrades, who are former top CCP officials, are thought to be influential in shaping the party's direction. The recent report's language could be seen as an attempt to reassure the public and the party about the stability and continuity of leadership, while also acknowledging the contributions and influence of these veteran figures.
Political commentator Zhou Xiaohui has also weighed in on this development. What insights does Zhou provide about the implications of this report?
Zhou Xiaohui, writing for the Epoch Times, highlighted that the change in the report's language is a notable departure from the past. He suggests that this could be a strategic move to present a united front and to emphasize the collective achievements of the Central Committee rather than focusing solely on Xi Jinping. This could be a response to internal and external pressures, aiming to project stability and cohesion within the party.
Thank you for providing this analysis on Chinese politics. Shifting focus to another significant issue involving China, the recent declassification of a report by the CIA from the Biden administration has reignited the debate over the origins of the COVID-19 virus, suggesting it may have leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. In response, the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs has accused the United States of politicizing the issue and smearing China. To discuss the implications of these developments, we have our correspondent with us. What are the key points of contention between the United States and China regarding the origin of the pandemic?
The main point of contention lies in the differing narratives about the origin of the COVID-19 virus. The declassified CIA report suggests a possible lab leak from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which has been a controversial theory since the early days of the pandemic. China, on the other hand, has consistently denied this possibility and accuses the U.S. of using the issue as a political tool to defame China. This has led to a diplomatic standoff, with both sides accusing each other of obstructing the investigation into the virus's origins.
Beyond the geopolitical tensions, there are also concerns about the healthcare system in China. What are Chinese medical professionals saying about the pharmaceutical quality and the medical insurance system?
Chinese medical professionals have raised alarms about hidden risks in pharmaceutical quality, which they argue are symptomatic of deeper issues within the medical insurance and drug procurement systems. These concerns highlight potential vulnerabilities in the healthcare infrastructure, which could lead to a crisis of trust among the public. If the quality of pharmaceuticals is compromised, it could undermine confidence in the medical insurance system, which is already under strain due to various systemic challenges.
How might these healthcare concerns impact the broader trust in China's medical insurance system?
The impact could be significant. If the public perceives that the pharmaceutical quality is unreliable, it could lead to a lack of trust in the entire healthcare system, including medical insurance. This could result in increased scrutiny and demand for reforms in how drugs are procured and how the medical insurance system operates. Ultimately, the government may need to address these issues to restore public confidence and ensure the sustainability of the healthcare system.
Thank you for shedding light on these developments. As we shift our focus to cultural celebrations, the Chinese New Year approaches with festivities in full swing across the globe. From the bustling streets of Bangkok to the vibrant markets of Taipei, people are preparing to welcome a new year filled with hope and prosperity. Joining us to discuss the global festivities and the unique circumstances surrounding this year's celebrations is our correspondent. How are different regions celebrating the Chinese New Year this year?
In Bangkok, Thailand, the streets are alive with the sound of gongs and drums, accompanied by traditional lion dances. Tourists, like German visitor John Vitorek, are captivated by the colorful performances and lively music. Meanwhile, in Seoul, South Korea, the atmosphere is more somber. Many have gathered in front of the Seoul Detention Center to show support for President Yoon Suk-yeol, who has been detained and prosecuted. Supporters, such as Lee Kyung-hee, express their belief that defending the president is akin to protecting the nation.
It seems that the celebrations are not just about festivities, but also reflect the current political climate in some regions. What about the celebrations in Japan and Taiwan?
In Japan, Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has extended New Year greetings to overseas Chinese and others celebrating the festival. In Taipei, Taiwan, the Nanmen market is bustling with people purchasing traditional New Year dishes and dried goods. This year also marks the 100th anniversary of the National Palace Museum in Taiwan, which has invited calligraphers to write spring festival couplets, offering blessings to the public. The market is a hub of activity, with people eager to add delicious food to their New Year feasts.
While some regions are bustling with activity, it seems Beijing is experiencing a different atmosphere this year. What can you tell us about the situation there?
Beijing Railway Station, typically crowded before New Year's Eve, appears rather deserted this year. This change is attributed to the ongoing economic challenges, as recent data from the Chinese Communist Party indicates a 3.3% decline in profits for industrial enterprises, marking the third consecutive year of decline. Many residents, like Mr. Li, are choosing to stay in the city rather than return to their hometowns, reflecting a broader reluctance to travel due to the sluggish market conditions.
Thank you for providing this comprehensive overview of the Chinese New Year celebrations. Shifting from cultural traditions to technological advancements, in recent developments, China's DeepSeek, an AI chatbot, has been making waves in Silicon Valley and the stock market due to its stable performance and cost-effectiveness. However, this technological marvel comes with a significant caveat. It adheres strictly to the political line of the Chinese government, especially on sensitive topics. Here to discuss the implications of this alignment is our correspondent. What can you tell us about DeepSeek's approach to sensitive topics?
DeepSeek's chatbot, a competitor to ChatGPT, has indeed impressed investors with its capabilities. However, when it comes to topics like the status of Taiwan, the Tiananmen Square protests, and the situation in Xinjiang, the chatbot is programmed to align with China's official stance. For instance, when asked about the Tiananmen Square crackdown in 1989, DeepSeek stated it could not answer this question, citing its design to provide useful and harmless answers. This reflects a broader strategy to avoid topics that are deemed sensitive, controversial, or potentially harmful by the Chinese government.
This raises questions about the role of AI in political discourse and censorship. How does DeepSeek justify its limitations on these topics?
DeepSeek justifies its limitations by emphasizing its goal to be useful. The chatbot is programmed to steer clear of discussions that might be sensitive or controversial, which aligns with the Chinese government's approach to information control. This programming ensures that the chatbot remains within the boundaries set by the state, effectively making it a tool that reinforces the official narrative on sensitive issues.
The implications of such programming are significant, especially as AI becomes more integrated into global communication. What does this mean for the future of AI technology in politically sensitive environments?
The case of DeepSeek highlights the potential for AI technology to be used as an instrument of state policy, particularly in environments where information is tightly controlled. As AI systems become more prevalent, the ethical considerations surrounding their programming and the influence of political agendas will become increasingly important. This situation underscores the need for transparency and accountability in the development and deployment of AI technologies, especially in contexts where they might be used to shape public perception or suppress dissent.
Thank you for shedding light on this important topic. As AI continues to evolve, it's a complex issue that certainly warrants further discussion. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.